This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed concern over the frauds going on in the name of digital arrests. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani yesterday, the Prime Minister stressed that the investigative agencies along with the state governments are working together to deal with such frauds. During his address, the Prime Minister shared a recorded conversation between a victim and a fraudster, illustrating how scammers poses police, CBI or narcotics officers to create fear and extract personal information. The Prime Minister outlined three steps to digital security to safeguard against digital fraud. Stop, think, take action. World Animation Day is being celebrated today. During his address, the Prime Minister highlighted India's growing influence in the animation industry in the world. Mr. Modi called upon the citizens to strive to make India a global animation powerhouse. The Prime Minister exuded pride in the nation's youth for creating original Indian content that reflects the country's cultural heritage. In Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister Modi spoke about the legacies of two great heroes, Sardar Patel and Bhagwan Birsa Munda, announcing year-long celebrations for their 150th birth anniversaries. Mr. Modi extended warm wishes for the upcoming festivals, including Dhanteras, Diwali, Chhat Puja and Guru Nanak Jayanti. He also encouraged everyone to embrace the vocal for local mantra by supporting Indian-made products this festive season. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will dedicate the gauge conversion of Bhuj-Nalia rail line to the nation today through video conferencing from Amreli in Gujarat. The 101.4-kilometre rail line project has been completed at a cost of around 1,100 crore rupees. Talking to Akashvani News Chief Public Relations Officer, Western Railway Vineet Abhishek said that the project will provide cheaper transportation and boost economic activities in the Kutch region of Gujarat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Spanish PM Pedro Sanchez will jointly inaugurate the Tata Aircraft Complex for the manufacturing of C-295 military aircraft in Vadodara today. This will be the first private sector final assembly line for military aircraft in India. Apart from Tata's leading defence public sector units, such as Bharat Electronics Limited and Bharat Dynamics Limited, as well as private, micro, small and medium enterprises will contribute to this programme. Our correspondent reports that on reaching Vadodara, both the leaders will hold a roadshow and later hold delegation-level talks. The Vigilance Awareness Week 2024 will be observed across the country from today to promote probity in public life and achieve a corruption-free society. The theme of the week is Culture of Integrity for Nation's Prosperity. It is observed to create greater sensitivity about the need for ethics and transparency in governance and public administration. The observance of the week will commence with pledge taking by public servants in the ministries, departments, PSUs, banks and all other organizations. During the week, several functions will be organized to create awareness against the corrupt practices. Every year, Vigilance Awareness Week is observed in the week in which the birthday of Bharat Ratna Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel falls on. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar yesterday addressed the 21st International Conclave of Krishna Guru International Spiritual Youth Society in Guwahati as the chief guest. The Vice President said India is now the favourite destination of opportunity and the youth of the country now has ample opportunities as Union Government has introduced several youth-centric policies. The VP said India will be the third largest economy very soon, surpassing Japan, Germany and several other developed nations, and youth can play a vital role in this. Mr. Dhankar opined that India's spiritual heritage is a treasure trove and it is more than 5,000 years old and our spiritual gurus carry forwarding these heritage. At the Japan Para Badminton International 2024, India's star shuttler Sukant Kadam won a gold medal in men's singles and a silver medal in men's doubles alongside his partner Dinesh Rajaya in Tokyo. In the singles final, Sukant faced off fellow Indian shuttler Tarun, dominating the match with a powerful 21-12, 21-10 victory. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.